Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. Kevin Durant requested a trade. There has been a lot that has happened since the beginning of free agency in the NBA, but this to me is by far, hands down, without a doubt, the most exciting bit of news. Why? Because it could, it kind of has already shaken the very foundations of the NBA. I know that we have said that before, like when Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn and when James Harden left Houston, forced his way out, we thought that would change the world. It didn't really. This moment, though, I feel like is different. To that end, apparently, after the decision was announced, more than half of the teams in the NBA reached out to Brooklyn trying to figure out how in the world, what is it going to take to get Durant on our team? The other caveat here that I think is interesting for the purposes of our conversation is his contract extension, 4 years, $200 million, just kicked in this week as well. And he requested a trade. What does that tell us? It tells us that if you're a superstar in the NBA, you will get paid. Somebody's going to foot the bill. We already knew this, but it's just more evidence. Two teams on his wish list. Everyone has a wish list these days. But two teams on his wish list are the Phoenix Suns and the Miami Heat. Both teams very interesting. I think the Heat are more compelling for Kevin Durant. And let me tell you why. You look at Durant's stops in the NBA. Where was he most successful? The clear and obvious answer is Golden State. Granted, he was playing with one of the greatest players in the history of basketball, Steph Curry, and he was playing for one of the greatest coaches in the history of basketball, Steve Kerr. But I'm thinking role-wise, in addition to pure talent, the role Kevin Durant had on the Warriors team suited him perfectly. You have to understand, Kevin Durant is a scoring machine. No one can do what he does. It almost isn't fair. If you can remove all the other things, all the other responsibilities, and just tell Kevin Durant, go get buckets. The result is a finals MVP. The result is a championship. What we've seen in Oklahoma City and what we've seen in Brooklyn is when you ask Kevin Durant to be the franchise player, the cornerstone, that's a different story. And quite frankly, it's very difficult to be a franchise player. I think that that's something that we take for granted when we see someone like a Steph Curry be able to win 4 championships in 8 years. We see someone like a Tim Duncan. We see someone like a Giannis. There's a reason why these people are celebrated for that role, being a franchise cornerstone. It's because it's super rare and it's very difficult. There are great scorers. There are great defensive players. There are great locker room guys. But to be a franchise cornerstone, you have to be consistent. And that's one thing that very few people in any profession, really, to be consistently great, very few people can do that. Because it's just very difficult. So what we've learned from Kevin Durant's career, he's 33 years old. So I think it's safe to kind of weigh in here. Because the team that's going to get him, right? Think about this. Through 4 years. So he's going to be 37. As he enters into the waning arc of his career, once again, he can still ball though. But I think it's safe to say that he's not a franchise cornerstone that can help you win a championship. The Heat would allow him to fit in the same role he had in Golden State. You have the same type of stability. Owner, coach, like GM, everyone's aligned. They've been aligned. The Heat know who they are. Adding in Kevin Durant's not going to change the DNA of the Miami Heat. There is a culture that's firmly established. Just like in Golden State, there was a culture there that was firmly established. And adding Kevin Durant was just adding pure talent. It was like adding 10 cc's of just pure talent, right? Whatever, 100, 1,000, whatever you want to say, of just pure talent. But it didn't affect the culture because Steph Curry was the DNA. It was guided and shepherded by Steve Kerr. Same thing with Miami. Jimmy Butler is the guy. He embodies the Heat culture. Coach Spoelstra's just shepherding it and guiding it. And nothing's going to change that. So that would just be adding however many cc's of pure talent to that team, which is what they need. And that's the exact position that Kevin Durant excels in. Phoenix is interesting because if he goes to Phoenix, to me, Devin Booker is going to be a great, great, great player that we'll talk about for a very long time. He's already shown flashes of it. He just signed a Supermax deal. Congratulations to him. They have Monty Williams. But I think the fact about Phoenix is that they don't know who they are yet, which is that they basically had to do like a McKinsey consulting thing, you know, and like hire Chris Paul as a very expensive consultant to come in and teach them who they are. So I think they're getting closer. But the fact of the matter is that it's clear that Devin Booker is the DNA of this Phoenix Suns team. And he just has to grow into that. And it takes time. So if Kevin Durant joins that team, I think that Devin Booker is still a little young and the Phoenix DNA is just not set, I don't think, yet. So I think you're going to have a repeat of what happened with Chris Paul. You'll go far, but you won't win the championship. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.